Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Well, the headline says, Prince Charles likes squirrels. And so, if you laugh at this story when I read it, you're the one with the dirty mind.
Don't laugh.
I'm going to read this story word for word. And if y'all laugh at it, it's your own fault.
All right. You're just going to read it?
Yeah. Well, first off, this is how slow of a news day it is. The headline is, Prince Charles likes squirrels.
Dang, I bet that's on every channel, too.
Breaking.
Yeah. You're just going to read it?
Yeah. I mean, if y'all laugh, then y'all are the ones with the problem, not me.
All right, read it.
Prince William has revealed his father, Prince Charles, is obsessed with squirrels and keeps nuts in his pocket. He's completely infatuated with the red squirrels that live around the estate in Scotland. Said his dad even gives them names and allows them into the house. Prince Charles says, sometimes I leave my jacket on the chair with nuts in the pocket. I see them with their tails sticking out as they hunt for the nuts. I like giving them nuts. No, y'all shut up. Right. We talked about what states have the weird Thanksgiving food searches.
I don't say
the
weird.
The General Mills Food Company, they looked for top internet searches for recipes for Thanksgiving, and they came up with the conclusion that these are the most searched for oddest traditions in several states.
All right.
In Alabama and Tennessee, sausage ball appetizers are the odd Thanksgiving recipe search for Alabama and Tennessee.
Hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. They're saying that sausage balls are an odd food?
For Thanksgiving, yes.
No, never. Sausage balls are,
I've never had
here.
Sausage balls for Thanksgiving.
Well, it's like chili. You can have them anytime. That's
what Michigan's is. Michigan is chili for Thanksgiving.
Pretty anytime. I hate anybody's making fun of sausage balls. That's a southern.
You stand up for sausage balls?
Yes, I will. Yes.
Indiana and Nevada, it's peanut butter cookies.
Wow.
Iowa and Nebraska, monkey bread for brunch before the big meal. I don't know what monkey bread is.
Me either. I don't eat anything that's made out of monkeys.
I don't think it's bread. New Jersey, crab cake burgers along with or instead of turkey. I'd eat that. Maybe not from New Jersey, but from some other place.
Well, now when they're making an odd list, crab cake Thanksgiving burgers is odd.
Crab cake Thanksgiving burger.
There ain't no way you can slice that.
Wyoming is pork chops.
I mean, they're gonna eventually do something weird with a pizza. I'm not sure which pizza company will do it.
Thanksgiving pizza?
There will be.
Haven't we thought of that before?
It's
where it's bread and turkey then, and dressing and all the Thanksgiving on top of pizza. Haven't we thought of that brilliant idea before?
We've thought of it, but there's never been a pizza company put it in, put it to
I think
work.
A Thanksgiving burrito would be awesome. Could you imagine a burrito filled with dressing and turkey and ham and all the good Thanksgiving stuff in it in a burrito?
It'd be good.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
But you're not still getting too far away.
Well,
I don't know. Thanksgiving burrito.
I think next year we should all try to search something really random. So when General Mills does this again, they'll be like, what are they thinking?
Right.
So it'll be really weird. I mean, sausage balls, all right, whatever. But let's be really weird.
Let's do it with Spam next year. Yeah. Potted meatballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then,
what are they doing there? Oh, my gosh. Potted meat.
We'll give them something to talk about.
Yes, I was listening to the radio in regards to your Thanksgiving tradition thing.
Yeah.
Well, I was born and raised in southeast New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And our tradition was to have sausage balls for breakfast with the, you called it the monkey bread. We called it pinch me cake.
Pinch me cake?
Well, pinch me cake sounds a lot nicer than monkey bread.
Mm-hmm.
So what is pinch me cake / monkey bread?
You take biscuits, like canned biscuits.
Uh-huh.
You quarter them up. You roll them in cinnamon and sugar.
Yeah.
And you put them in a cake pan, and you mix up a topping of brown sugar and oil and stuff, and you bake it. And then you pinch it. It's called pinch me cake because you pull each piece of biscuit off to eat.
Because you pinch it out. You don't monkey it out. You pinch it out.
That monkey thing is what bugs me.
Yeah.
Because monkey butt powder. I know where they get monkey butt powder, but I don't know how they get monkey bread. And there ain't no monkeys in.
I don't know either. Maybe somebody was monkeying around when they made the idea.
Hey,
I don't know.
That's a good one. All right. Well, thanks for calling and letting us know about it.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
We were blessed with an appearance from Grandpa today.
What in the gold dang world's going on with my family? They want me to start dating again. Yeah, they say they're bringing over some woman named Alexa. I told them I don't need anyone. I'm fine living by myself. They said, no, she's great. She tells you things. I said, like what? They said, like the weather. I said, I can watch the Weather Channel. So I asked him, can she cook? They said, no, but she tells you what to cook. I said, well, that don't do me no good. Your grandmother, God rest her soul, I told her what to cook, and she cooked for me for darn near 50 years. Those were the days. I asked him what she looks like. They said, a hockey puck. I said, Lordy me, what an ugly woman. She can't cook, talks nonstop, and looks like a hockey puck. Leave me alone. I'm going to go watch the Weather Channel.
Tony had some things you could hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
Bet you heard them.
Here's another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
Don't get too full. Save some room for Betty's giblet jerky.
That was another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
Remember not to pick your nose when we pray, Cletus.
That was another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
I marinated that turkey in bourbon, so I went ahead and marinated me too.
That was another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
Don't throw away that neck. Or any of the meat that we can take fishing with us.
That was another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
We also went cooking with Tony today.
Yum, yum.
Cooking with Tony.
Welcome to Cooking with Tony. I'm your host, me. Today's recipe is Marlboro smoked turkey. A little secret to good Marlboro turkey is 100s. The longer the cigarette, the more smoke tastes. Step one, hang the turkey in a heavily smoked area, the Cookeville Regional Hospital COPD room, or factory break areas are a few ideas. Step two, hang the turkey high up so that nobody hacking up a lung gets anything on your turkey. Step three, let turkey sit in a Marlboro cloud for 2 to 3 days or until there's a good brown sheen all over it. Step four, wrap it in aluminum foil and let it sit in its Marlboro goodness at about 350 degrees. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here in Flavor Country. This has been Cooking with Tony with me. Tony.
Of course, the word of the day, duh.
You're welcome.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Stickatine. Stickatine is the addictive chemical that is in bonfire smoke. Stickatine.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And a new country lyric, the best ones that's never been written.
But
ever,
should.
Ever.
Yes, they should.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He got on one knee and he pulled out a ring. And then he tied his shoe and said, ha ha, fooled you.
Ha ha, thought she was getting a ring.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
real good.
Other than, say, paramedics, maybe some lifeguards, there's really no one who's extremely knowledgeable about CPR, right?
Right.
Except kids who just learned about it in health class and still have it in their memory because they're going to be tested on it.
Not
there's
true.
Those two.
We had to learn about it, but I don't remember much.
Fortunately, one of those kids was at a Walmart in High Ridge, Missouri last week. An 11-month-old baby stopped breathing inside the Walmart Wednesday night. The baby's mother was desperately trying to revive her, but it wasn't working, and paramedics were still on the way. Wow. Luckily, 17-year-old Abby Snodgrass was at the Walmart as well.
Tell us about Abby.
Well, she had just learned CPR techniques in her health class, so she sprang into action. Started giving the baby CPR and got the baby breathing again. The paramedics said that without Abby, the baby might have died.
Wow, 11-month-old baby.
Abby says, the one thought that crossed my mind was, what if this doesn't work? And I just had to push it out of my mind and keep going because I knew that's what I had to do. Right now, the baby's recovering and doing great.
Wow, so, Abby.
Abby saved a life because of health class.
And CPR at school.
Yeah, so Abby Snodgrass, you are real good. All right, that's it. Thank y'all so much for listening to today's In Case You Missed It.